There's an award for excellence on the internet. It's called a Webby, and it's given annually in some 100 categories. The 2009 Webby for the top science website went to NASA's Cassini Equinox mission, and that's our website of the week. Only Webby award winners were invited to the 13th annual Webby Award ceremony in New York last week. They were told to keep their acceptance speeches short. They were allowed 5 words. Alice Wesson manages the award-winning Cassini Equinox mission website for NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Holding a hand-cast statuette that looks something like a coil you might find inside a spaceship, Wesson made these remarks.
Go Cassini, 2017 or bust.
Wesson was referring to an extension of the 4-year probe of Saturn that ended last June. Astronomers hope the Cassini spacecraft, which is still healthy, continues to operate to at least 2017. Wesson's job is to share the probe's discoveries with the world.
We've grouped information about the Saturn and its moons in an area called Saturn and its moons, and you can just click on, say, moons or Titan or Saturn and get a quick interactive that will just you can dive down deep, or you can just get a little overview if you wish.
Wesson's team constantly updates the site, sometimes several times a day, depending on breaking news from the ring planet.
It has news and features, has lots of interactives. It has a very cool mission simulation. We call it the Cassini Virtual Tour. It has the actual, we call them spice kernels from the mission, in a simulation. So you can see where the Cassini spacecraft is in relation to any of the moons or Saturn for any point during the mission along several years.
And watch the on-site clock tick down to the next encounter. When that happens, images are sent back from the spacecraft and posted on the website.
These are uncalibrated, but we can get them on the site within 8 hours of Earth receive time, as we call it. And there's a whole host of amateur astronomers out there who love downloading those images and playing around with them. So we are grateful to be able to share that with the mission.
Other features include a webcast on how flight paths are designed, graphics that detail the anatomy of the spacecraft, and resource materials for classrooms. The site also promotes the Cassini Scientists for a Day essay contest. Students write about the science they'd like to do based on Cassini images.
We select the winning essays, and those are invited to telecon with mission scientists. They can ask questions of the mission scientists about the mission. And generally what's thrilling is the kids are kind of squealing online, and that just tells us, my gosh, they're so excited to be talking to the mission scientists. The mission scientists are delighted to talk to them. So it's a wonderful event.
The next essay contest is scheduled for September, but Alice Wesson welcomes you aboard Cassini any day.
We like to think that our public includes the 6-year-olds and all of us, but it also includes PhD world-class scientists who also need information. So we're trying to cover all of it.
The Cassini Equinox mission continues at saturn.jpl.nasa.gov. Or get the link to this and some 250 other websites of the week from our site, voanews.com. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.